Gord Krebs, general manager of the Mountain View Colts.
Gord Krebs joins us today as we look at the upcoming schedule for the HJHL, the 2026-2027 regular season. The games and dates have been announced here. Let's start, Gord, though, with the fact that this is the 40th season for the HJHL, so 4 decades of Junior B hockey here in Alberta. That's pretty neat, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty special to be involved with that kind of a group. Great bunch of people that have run the league over 40 years, and it's good to do our part to keep it going. The Colts have actually been a part of the HHL since 1989, so we weren't one of the first original 8 teams, but we started as the Carstairs Colts in 1989, and other than 1 year of leave of absence in the middle, we've been there ever since.
Yeah, and obviously you've got a tenure here with the Colts over a couple different stops here now. Back as the general manager for this season, and when you see the schedule released for this year, obviously you guys are going to host the provincials at the end of the year, but what stands out to you about the schedule for this season?
Well, we open up on our annual southern trip where we do an overnight Coaldale Medicine Hat. So we're in the home opener for Medicine Hat on Saturday, September 26th, which is going to be a big deal. They're the reigning champions, and it's going to give us a good gauge to see where we're at. And then it'd be a good bonding weekend for the boys, and then we play Sunday afternoon in Coaldale. That's our opening weekend, and then we open up the following Friday night in Didsbury against a new team in the league, the Rimby Royal.
Yeah, and so you get your home opener date there set for early October, and yeah, as you mentioned, it's against a new team in the league there. What do you think about Rimby getting the opportunity to join the bunch?
Oh, I'm excited about it. They tried to get in several years ago, and it just didn't work out. I've talked to their general manager on the phone a few times, and he's a real hockey guy, and really looking forward to meeting them face-to-face, and it's going to be good to get some new blood in the league. We're playing Rimby home-and-home exhibition over September 18th and 19th weekend. So
excellent. As you look through the calendar year there, it looks like you guys have a pretty healthy break during the Christmas holiday season there. You've got a home game against Cochrane on December the 19th, and then you'll resume play on the road on January the 8th. As you look at the first half of the season, any other dates that stand out to you that you wanted to highlight, Gord?
I guess the first half, the boys are in Okotoks for Halloween, which might be a fun day. We're going to try and do a few special trips this year, Dad's trip and the Mom's trip, so we might make Halloween into one of those. It's always good to get Red Deer and Airdrie back in our barn, our big rivals, and so those will be fun nights.
Excellent. And then as you look at the back half, you do finish up at home with dates on February 12th and the 13th against Red Deer and Medicine Hat, both in Didsbury there. So if the standings are tight, two home games to close out is always nice, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And they're, again, one of our big rivals in Red Deer and the reigning champions in Medicine Hat. So we open the season with them and we finish the season with them. And, you know, they're the provincial silver medalists. So I think that gives us a pretty good indication of where we're at, and I think the big thing with our team right now is we're hosting provincials, and that's great. We're really excited about it, but we want to go in as champions, not just as hosts. So that's what our goal is.
For sure. I did have a chance to speak with your head coach, Rob Turville, earlier today as the general manager and as the group there for this season. How confident are you in, you know, from the top on down through the coaching staff, what you guys have set up for what, you know, sets out to be a special season for you guys?
Well, I guess the top for me is the boys. We've got 17 or 18 returning vets that, you know, really stood up this spring and kind of, you know, showed us what it means to be a team, and then they stuck together and kind of resurrected the Colts. So that brought some excitement to it. And then when we found our new coaches, it just kind of, everything fit really well together. And those things brought back some more excitement and drive to the board even. So we've got a really dedicated, some new members on the board, and really dedicated and excited about the hockey season, and our coaches are very excited. The players are can't wait to get going. So, you know, it's right now it's a very positive attitude around the Colts.
For sure. Any other dates before we get to the preseason and the regular season that you want people to be aware of, Gord?
Well, I guess for potential players, Our conditioning camp starts August 25th, goes for 4 days. Main camp starts September 2nd. And then we're going to have a blue and red game, we're going to call it, on the 14th of September. Preseason starts on the 16th. We're hosting Redger that night. So anybody who wants to come out and check out the team and who's trying out, it's a great chance to get started. And, the whole community, that's a big part of the team as well. It's not just the players and the coaches and the board. It's we're a community team, and that's what we're trying to build on. We're having our annual golf tournament again on August 23rd. And if anybody's interested in getting involved or wanting to golf, it's pretty much full, but I can jiggle people around a little bit and maybe get a person in here and there. So if you want to put the plug in for that, that'd be great. Trails Creek, August 23rd, 18 holes, best ball, shotgun start.
Excellent. If people want more information about either volunteering with the Colts as part of this provincial year or any other information and they wanted to get in touch, what's the best avenue for them to do that, Gord?
Well, you can find my information on our website anytime, GM at mountainviewcolts.ca. And honestly, they can give me a phone call anytime they want. My number's on there as well, but so I can give it to you here. It's 403-586-0272. And happy to answer any questions. Player-related, sponsor-related, community-related. The one thing our boys have done over the last few months is several times they've got a hold of me and offered if there's any volunteer opportunities, they're happy to do that to give back to the community. So people out there can keep that in mind. If you need a couple big boys to help you with something or you need some volunteers at any type of event, give us a call.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for joining us today, Gord, and we look forward to the upcoming season of HJHL hockey and the Mountain View Colts making a big run this year.
Hey, thanks very much, and we'll see you at the rink.